coming up on episode number 570. I'm back from Philadelphia and back with an all-request show tonight, including covers of Graham Parsons, Bare Naked Ladies, and ELO. All this, Tina, and trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rough, and cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is April 21st, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville, where you tell me what it is you want to hear. You put it down on paper. You send it electronically. You submit it through a phone, however you get that information to me. And I try and put it together in a nice little packaged show with a little ribbon on it just for you. And tonight we've got some great covers. Like I said, Bare Naked Ladies, Graham Parsons, ELO, covers of those bands, as well as something by Jimmy Eat World. Before we get to that, though, real quick, want to throw out a couple things about this last weekend. I got to go to Philly for the Trashinals, which is a Quiz Bowl championship competition. They hold these regional competitions all across the country. We came in second, I should say, for our Rocky Mountain Regional, and then we got to go to Philadelphia for the finals for the national competition. And we didn't win. We did win our bracket. They broke us into two brackets based on our performance in the first rounds, and we did end up winning the bracket we were in. However, the winners of the competition was a group. And, you know, I can't remember their name, but it was like Bill O'Reilly, A Fresh Piece of Insanity, or something like that. But congratulations going out to James and Jeremy, who are two members of that team, the winning team. They are also Coverville listeners, and I'm happy to see them win because they're Coverville listeners. Also wanted to say hi and thank you to Allison, Jen, and Lisa for their hospitality. They took us out to a Belgian pub while we were there called the Nodding Head for some papas fritas and mussels. And also thanks to Stephen, who made it out there and missed us at the hotel, and Len, who tried to be out there, and Kara, who works out there at the Chamber of Commerce and set me up with tons of swag and VIP passes and stuff like that. So thank you to all of you guys, and we'll do these again when I go around the country for work or for fun. We'll see if we can arrange some sort of meetup in your city. All right, let's get to the requests. Adam wanted to know about this one. A couple of commercials recently had included covers as part of their music. A couple of car commercials for Lincoln, as a matter of fact. One of them is Cat Power's Space Oddity cover, which has not been released officially yet. The other one is this cover of Peter Schilling's Major Tom, requested by Adam. And thanks to John at adtunes.com, we got a link to it. Here's Major Tom by Shiny Toy Guns.
Watching in a trance, the cruiser. Have you been alright through all these lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you pick up that telephone.
That is the Bellyachers, or those are the Bellyachers, with their cover of Electric Light Orchestra's Telephone Line. You'll find this on a new, I should say, album called 300 Letters to God Found in the Atlantic. Now, it's not, I should say, it's not really an album. It is an online project by them where they're releasing songs as they create them. And looks like the last one came up at the end of 2008. I don't know if they've done any yet for 2009, but what a great version that is. And I got to thank who do I have to thank? Oh, of course, Tim in Nashville for letting me know about this. You can actually download this for free as well as the other 8 songs from this album on their website, which is thebellyachers.com, the thebellyachers.com. You'll find the link to their microsite on there where you can download all the songs and listen to some of their originals as well as their covers. Very cool stuff, and I got to thank Tim for turning me on to that. Before that, a song that's probably very familiar if you watch a lot of TV. That is the theme to one of the new Lincoln car commercials. Peter Schilling's Major Tom Coming Home, covered there by Shiny Toy Guns. You'll also find that on their album Season of Poison, but I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can download a copy of that for free from Lincoln themselves, a free download of that song from Lincoln. Thanks to the fine folks at adtunes.com, John, who let me know about the link to download that track. So thank you, John, at adtunes.com. Great site, by the way, if you're a fan of the music. Well, if you want to find out who does the music on those TV commercials you see all the time, adtunes.com. But they're not a sponsor. You know who is a sponsor tonight? Bluehost.com. That's who. Bluehost.com is the website or the web host provider that Coverville has been with ever since those way early days when podcasting came down on a string attached to a couple of tin cans. Bluehost, for $6.95 a month, you get tons of stuff. I mean, they basically give you the shop. You get unlimited bandwidth, which is tremendous. You get unlimited file space, so no matter how much you want to store on that server, you can do so. You also get free domain registration. Thank you. So if you don't already have a domain, don't go get the domain and then go to Bluehost to host it. Do it all. Do it all through Bluehost.com. And when you do, when you are ready to do all that stuff with Bluehost.com, make sure you stop by Coverville.com and use the link in the banner on the right side of the page. That'll take you to Bluehost and get you set up with everything you need and gets me a little bit of a kickback in the process, which works out for everybody. All right, let's get back to the music here. Brady in Columbus wanted me to find a cover of Still Feeling Blue, originally by Graham Parsons. I had to go to my old standby, Elvis Costello, who released this on his album Kojak Variety back in the 90s. It was re-released in 2004 with a bonus CD of a whole bunch of new covers that weren't included on the original release, including this cover of Still Feeling Blue by Elvis Costello.
Time can pass and time can heal, but it don't ever pass away. Went away a long time ago, and why you left I never knew. The lonely days and lonely nights, I guess the world knows I ain't feeling right. And when you're gone the hours pass so slow, and now I'm still feeling blue. Well baby, since you walked out of my life, I never felt so low. Can't help but wonder why you had to go. There's many girls, but I can't say, they come and go and still have you this way. And ever since the day you said goodbye, no one treats me like you used to do. Well, I hope you're out and happy now, doing up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name, I wanna cry. Well, baby, since you walked out of my life, I've never felt so low. Can't help but wonder why you had to go. For there's many girls, but I can say they come and go, and still I feel this way. And ever since the day you said goodbye, no one treats me like you. I hope you're out and happy now, doing up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name, I wanna cry. And now I'm still feeling blue. And now I'm still feeling blue.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a keep.
I would buy you a keep.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy furniture for your keep.
Maybe Louis the 14th, an armoire.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a big coach.
All pretty with the fringe on the top.
Ooh. If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to hunt for our game.
If I had a million ducats,
and we wouldn't hunt for sport, cause it wouldn't be the same.
If I had a million ducats,
we could have peasant square food around the keep.
A nice big garden.
What kind of garden?
A maize garden. Ooh. With high protein and rich vegetables.
Protein-enriched vegetables, but those taste terrible. My mother made me eat those. No, I don't think so.
But I like vegetables.
No, I don't think so. What else you have? Anything else?
Low-protein vegetables?
No, those won't work either. Come on.
A moat?
A moat? Moats are smelly. And besides, fathers often tell their daughters, keep it in the garden.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a fur cloak.
And not a woolen cloak, cause that's cruel, it itches.
If
ouch.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Like a dragon or unicorn.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a saint's remains.
And all them crazy lucky saints born.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to walk to the fair.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd hire a knight to carry a horse there.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to get our feet all dirty.
We wouldn't have to walk to the filth, that's for
sure.
Oh,
I hate the filth so much.
We could have people throw on cloaks for us.
Cloaks like Sir Walter Riley? Just step on the cloak?
No, Sir Walter Riley!
Oh, just step on Sir Walter Riley's face again and again, mashed in the mud. Lifelong dream.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a bed.
And not a bed of nails, cause that's cool. Ooh,
if I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a piece of art.
A Michelangelo.
Andy Warhol.
Oh, God,
if
no.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
of course, you know I'd have to buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
oh, if I had those million ducats,
if I had a million ducats.
What would you do, Mickey?
I'd be Walt Disney.
All right, a little comedy break there. If I Had a Million Ducats, a cover of the Bare Naked Ladies' If I Had a Million Dollars, which is a funny song in its own right. That is the Brobdingnagian Bards from a 2001 release called A Fair to Remember. And I got to thank George for telling me the origin of Brobdingnagian. Of course, if you're a literary person, you know that that is the second land that Gulliver traveled to after the Lilliputians, who were much smaller than him. The Brobdingnagians were much larger than him. Thank you, Uncle George, for that knowledge and for being such a great trivia partner this last weekend. If I Had a Million Ducats is going out to Marga from One. It is her annual birthday tribute. So One emailed me and asked me to play a cover of Bare Naked Ladies for her. Happy to do so. And happy birthday, Marga, this week, April 23rd. Hope you enjoyed that track. Before that, you heard Still Feeling Blue by Elvis Costello, a cover of the Gran Parsons tune that you'll find on his 2004 re-release of Kojak Variety, a great cover album, by the way. Even if you're not a huge Elvis Costello fan, it is a great covers of some old blues and old rock and roll classics. So definitely worth checking out, worth picking up. And that one is going out to Brady in Columbus. Really quickly, want to tell you about the Coverville survey. It's still going on. Go to coverville.com. You'll see a link on the right side of the page to take the survey. It's going to help me out, help me get some information on the demographics of the Coverville listeners so that it'll help me get some good targeted advertising. And there's incentive for you, too. I will be picking three random submissions, three random survey entries, and they'll win some great prizes, up to $500 in prizes from Viator.com. Thank you so much to the fine folks at Viator.com who will help you find something fun to do on your next vacation. Check them out, Viator.com. All right, the next release came from Mark in, I think, Connecticut. Yes, Mark in West Haven, Connecticut. He writes, Brian, a boyhood sports hero of mine, all-star and rookie of the year, pitcher Mark Fidrick of the Detroit Tigers, died in a tragic accident this week. The entire city was crazy about him that year, and when he would come to the mound, they would play a theme song for him, Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen. I know it's a silly song, but do you know of any interesting covers of it? Mark. Yes, absolutely, Mark, and glad to play this for you. In tribute to the 1976 Rookie of the Year, Mark Fidrick. This is a cover by Joe Layla from his album All She Wants in 2006. I think it's an EP, the All She Wants EP from 2006. Here's a very rockin' cover of Surfin' Bird.
Man,
Going out to Josh in Colorado Springs, whose girlfriend is a huge Jimmy Eat World fan. He requested that. Josh and I are going to be seeing each other out in Salt Lake City for the Nerdtacular coming up here pretty soon. That is Firestarter by Jimmy Eat World, a cover of the Prodigy song. Couldn't even recognize that unless you really know that song well, know the lyrics really well. I think that's awesome. You'll find that on a 2002 NME New Musical Express CD called One Love. Great album if you can find an import of it. Really good stuff on there. And before that, you heard Surfin' Bird by Joe Layla from the 2006 All She Wants EP, a cover of The Trashmen, and that one is going out to Mark in West Haven, Connecticut. Well, Tina's here.
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So did you miss me while I was in Philadelphia?
No.
Oh.
I'm joking. I did, because yeah, I had a lot of fun, and you weren't there to join me.
Exactly, yeah. You shouldn't have any fun without me. When I'm out of town...
I should totally have fun, because you were out having fun, too.
That's true. I was hanging out with the Coverville listeners and playing trivia.
Exactly.
And went to Atlantic City one night, played some craps.
Yep.
So, okay, yeah, you should be able to have fun while I'm gone. Just not too much fun.
Well... I think that's debatable.
All right. Anything you want to say before we get into Musically Challenged?
Nope.
Then let's do it. This one comes from our buddy Sebastian.
Oh.
Yay. So let's get right into it with a 3 p.m. Musically Challenged edition.
Hey there, Brian and Tina. This is Sebastian bringing you a Musically Challenged palindromic edition. Why palindromic, you may ask?
Why palindromic, well, Sebastian?
I'm going to play you 5 clips backwards. And then, when 5 clips are over, I'll reverse everything and you will be able to hear the answers. Here we go.
Oh,
with
no.
Clip number 1.
Ooh. Any idea on that one? Want to hear it again?
Oh my gosh. It's, yeah.
It sounds like John Denver, doesn't it?
Yeah, or like Bob Dylan or something.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, I know this one. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go to the second one.
Now we're Monroe first, not eating that. This is clip number 2.
Oh.
I don't know.
Suddenly I See? I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
Well, who is that? Who does that song, Suddenly I See? That's KT Tunstall, right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I like the song.
Which way? Forwards or backwards?
Forwards.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to say KT Tunstall on that
okay.
one.
Okay.
The third clip.
Oh, every... who is that?
Is that... Avril or Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it again. The third clip.
I think that's Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
Well, I do not know the song.
All right. We're saying Avril. Avril. Which is Lirva backwards. Just so you know.
And clip number 4.
Jeez. Any idea?
Oh, I don't even have a clue.
It sounds really familiar, though.
Clip number 4.
Oh, that is I'll Be There For You by...
Oh, yeah.
The Rembrandts.
Yes.
begins with R-E, ends with N-T-S. That's really funny. All right.
Finally, clip number 5.
Ooh, what is that?
It
does that sound familiar.
Nope, doesn't click.
Finally, clip number 5.
Oh, man.
Hmm. It did sound a little more familiar the second time.
Especially with the backing vocals. Sounds like a group of kids. Oh, can't pull that one. All right.
A group of kids.
Sounds like a group of kids. It does. Well, we'll hear it when we hear it backwards. All right.
Offerman, girlfriend, Snyder, hero. Okay, guys. We've reached the halfway point, so now I'm going to turn things around. Literally. Healer.
This is cool. It's like Memento or something.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the answer for clip number 5.
Yeah, do you know who that is anyway?
No.
Okay.
The answer to clip number 4 is... I'll be there
for you. Okay, got number 4.
Okay, the third answer is... 'Cause you're
everywhere to me. Yeah, is that Avril?
I don't know that
everywhere
it is.
To me? Or is it Kelly Clarkson? Or is it Pink?
I don't know. It's not Pink.
It's not Pink? Okay. There's a few artists that sound alike to me these days. I don't know what.
Yeah, you cannot get Kelly Clarkson and Avril.
I can't pick Kelly Clarkson out from Avril Lavigne on some songs. Yes.
The answer for clip number 2 is. Suddenly I see,
this is what I want to be. Okay.
And the answer for number 1. Take
me home. It was John Denver. But he forgot to put in an answer for clip 5. Actually, no, I guess he played it forwards. He just didn't say. He didn't say who any of these were, did he?
No, we don't know who any of them are. We just got to hear them forwards.
That's right.
He might tell us.
He might, yes.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that one. I sure had a blast making it. And hopefully we will do this again sometime.
All right. Thank you, Sebastian.
So send us the answers to the ones that.
Yeah, I don't know
curious.
If I even recognize number 5. So
yeah, 5.
And then the name of the song and number 3, the performer for number 3.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. Thank you, Sebastian. That was a lot of fun and a very cool concept.
Yeah.
And it reminds me not just of Memento, but of the Sibo Mato video for Sugar Water. If you have not seen that, you got to go look it up on YouTube right now. Sibo Mato, CIBEOMATTO, and the name of the song is Sugar Water. Watch the video for that, and you'll see why it is just like what Sebastian just did.
You know what it reminds me of is back when we were kids, the big thing to do with the like Anthrax and Kiss.
Oh yeah, the backwards
was
masking.
Exactly.
See what they said when you reversed the song. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I was always too scared to do it.
Oh really? You thought it was going to poison your mind?
I just didn't know what was going to happen, but I didn't want to hear it.
Make it turn and turn. Gonna go to the devil?
No, it just kind of freaked me out.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for Musically Challenged.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Wake up.
No, sorry. Tristan handed me a business card for dog walking. I don't know what this is about.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he starting his own business?
Oh, no. his friend's parents are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just get Tristan to walk the dog.
Yeah.
all right. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me, coverville@gmail.com, call a request line, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find those at www.coverville.com. We will be back with a show on Thursday night. I believe it is the long-awaited Breakfast in Coverville recap. If you haven't had a chance to go and download the album, wait till after Thursday because I've got a couple new tracks that we're adding to that, and we're going to be tracking through some of the best submissions that I got for Thursday night's show. So make sure you're there for that. Breakfast in Coverville.
Should people bring their own breakfast? Have it. Should they listen to the show while they're eating breakfast?
They can if they so desire, yes.
Okay.
And it will be the very last Coverville Idol, and I'll explain that on Thursday when we talk about it. So until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about does it for tonight. I'm sorry, that just about covers it. That's the pun. I forgot the pun. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. You know, and while I'm at it, Coverville is brought to you in part by the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. And bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly. C-A-C-H-E-F-O-Y, cashfly.com.
Nobody has to guess that this isn't scripted.
No, absolutely not.